Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the 4th of July edition of Rowdy Mag Light Racing. And tonight, we're lucky enough to have the driver and owner of Mason Mitchell Motorsports, number 78 Chevrolet, that'll be at Iowa this weekend, Speedway. And I'd like to bring Mason in now. Hey, Mason. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it?
Happy 4th of July.
Going? You too.
Going great, sir. I'm glad you give us a few minutes. You're at the ballpark. I just appreciate you stopping
by
and letting us talk about this weekend at Iowa Speedway, which you won Iowa in 2014?
Actually, 2015. They had 1 year off in 2014, yeah, but we went back there last year and got the hometown win, which was a huge moment in my life and career.
Well, 2014, you was ARCA champion at the end of the year, Mason. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Mason, kind of what you got planned for this weekend at Iowa?
What's that?
I said, kind of run us down on your plans this week for Iowa. You're going to be driving the number 78 Chevrolet?
Yes, I will be. We're going to have Brady Boswell behind the 98. So look forward to getting back behind the 78 and having a good weekend, really much.
Well, Mason Mitchell Motorsports walked away with a victory at Talladega with Gus Dean, and Gus was on. I appreciate you letting him come on. Not doing too bad with those steel bodies with Elmores, are you?
No, we took him to a lot of races this year and have done pretty good with him.
Well, Kyle last week, he was in the hunt all the way down to the end of the race.
Yep. Well.
Kyle, that's kind of that's your home track, isn't it, Iowa? Mason, can you hear me? Mason was at a ballpark, and let's see here if we can. He didn't know how this reception was going to be. Let's bring on Mark here. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Rowdy. How are you this evening? Happy 4th of July,
I'm doing. Happy 4th to you, too. I've got Kyle on the other line, but seems to be having. We talked just a few minutes before. He wasn't real sure how the reception was going to be, so he may be trying to call back in. Mark? Happy 4th to you also. What you got going on this weekend?
Well, right now, I took Josie this evening so I could do the radio show and go to the races. I'm at Galesburg Speedway in Galesburg, Michigan. They're running Outlaw Super Late Models for 100 laps this evening, plus some support divisions. I've been here before. It's a neat, neat little racetrack. If you're in the area, come on out, check the races out. And I'm really happy to be here. The place is bursting at the seams. There are so many people. They're running out of parking spots.
Well, that's a good thing, Mark, to know a local track is, you know, filling up the seats.
Well, they are this evening, and this may have made their very evening. I mean, they're still coming in, and I see people driving each way up and down the rows trying to find a parking spot. It is absolutely packed here. It's great. It's great to see. I'm sorry they have to do it, but it's a busy place tonight.
It is. There you go. Well, it's a good evening, Mark. You know, everybody's off. I hate we're having trouble with Mason on his phone, but, you know, we talked earlier, and he said he was at a ballpark. He wasn't real sure how it was going to go. So, you know, we've got a minute there with him. He'll probably try to call back in before the show's over. So we'll bring him back in when it's done. Mark, let me bring Todd also in here. I believe I got Todd here. Hey, you there, Todd?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, well, we were supposed to have Mason on. We had him on just a minute and kind of lost connection there, but he'll try calling back in. I got Mark on here now, and he's giving us a little rundown on what he's got going on. Go ahead, Mark, with what you were talking about. I hate to interrupt you there.
Oh, no problem, Rowdy. I'm catching a super outlaw super late mile race at a quarter mile, not too banked oval asphalt. I think the facility has been in operation 50 plus years. They cater to the local. It's a nice little facility. And Todd, were you on your back deck watching that 6 hours of the Glen, or did you go yourself this weekend?
No, I didn't get to go. I was doing a good deed, and it kind of backfired.
Oh yeah, know that.
I was heading back home, and needless to say, kind of like NASCAR. My tire passed me.
Oh.
That's never good, Todd. That's the sign. We honestly have a guy that camps with us at Talladega, and he lives in Abilene, Texas. And I actually helped him hook the trailer up. And you don't get to Houston and the trailer come unhooked in Houston when he crossed the bridge, and he knew he was in trouble when he seen his camper going into the almost passing him going into the medium.
Oh. Oh, yeah, everything okay, Todd?
Yeah, I got to put a new hub and bearing on it, but stripped out all the studs. Of course, being a 4th of July weekend, you know, I ended up seeing three troopers, one parked behind me, so I didn't get hit. Another one pulled me over because of my 10-day inspection. It was just an all-out good day, you know.
Just one of those days, it sounds like.
Oh, it was, but, you know, I just look on the bright side. I was able to jack it up. I put the wheel back on, put some more studs on, nuts on it, tightened them really down super tight, and I drove it home.
Well, that's good. You got it home. That's the important thing.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Tomorrow I'll have this whole side fixed because I have to have it ready for the Glen.
I see we have priorities.
You know, that's the thing, you know. I missed out on a lot this year because I didn't have a good vehicle, and I look at it this way. If my vehicle's not going to make it, I'm taking a bus.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of public transportation to get you there that weekend.
Oh, you know it. My brother lives 10 minutes from the track, so if I can't drive, I can still get there.
Great, great.
So I will have lots of pictures.
Well, we're getting ready to go to Iowa this week, guys. And it's going to be a night race. I've got two, you know, one schedule says Fox 1's covering it, and the other one says Fox 2. But it's going to be on Fox either way, whether it's 1 or 2. And they've got an 8:18 start time, which is kind of a unusual start time. But at least it's not going to be during the daytime because everybody who's been to Iowa says it is extremely hot at this time of year.
That's what I had heard.
Mid-September, it's in the 90s, and it's just there's no shade, and you just bake. It just bakes you out, you know. You should be used to the heat. There's no humidity like you've got, Rowdy, but it's hot.
It's bad, and I tell you, Mark, you know, like I know it, the older you get, seems like we think it's getting hotter and the world's getting hotter. Well, it may be, but I think our age is playing a big part of it, too.
You're right, Rowdy. I'm one of those. I'm just warm-blooded, and I guess being up in the north suits me in the winter because my wife loves it. I keep her warm at night.
Well, I hate Mason's not got back
yep.
with us, but anyway, 4th of July, we've been to the pool today. We've had a little gathering ourselves and got home, and my wife looked at me and goes, "Oh, it's Monday night. Why didn't you rush me?" I'm like, Hey, I got everything laid out and planned out. We're just going to work as you get here and go with it. And y'all guys, I appreciate y'all taking time out. You know, it's 4th of July, and everybody's either going or coming back from somewhere. So,
well, I'm somewhere for a while letting the traffic clear out. They just finished doing the national anthem here. They're going to start racing probably in another 10 or 15 minutes, the preliminary events at least. I'm going to be here for the duration, or at least I plan to be. If I hear the excitement it's getting too much, I may say bye-bye, and I'll talk with you later.
Well, you know, it's going to be kind of a short night tonight. Heck of a – what did y'all – let's go since we're here. How did y'all think the coverage of NBC was this weekend for the 400?
I don't know if we've been exposed to the Fox crew for so long. I enjoy the fresh faces on the show and the voices. Kyle Petty, I think, is one of the most underrated spokespersons in racing. I think his opinion is unbelievably on the button all the time for the most part. Great guy.
You're right.
Great guy.
Right.
Everybody else, too. I just really enjoyed the show.
Well, you know, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I was just glad I was able to watch it. But I had heard more people complain about there was more commercials on than racing. And, you know, hey, I'm just glad it's on. You know, it's been on pay-per-view. Well, you might as well call it pay-per-view, because if you don't have cable, you're not going to get to watch the race. So,
no, sir.
Any way you look at it, that's still a pay-per-view.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, Rowdy, NBC, they had technical difficulties, you know, which happens a lot. But the commercials, I got to see more commercials than I did a race.
Well, I'll have to take your word on that, Todd, because I unfortunately, or fortunately, I was in a live race Saturday evening. I was watching in Hartford, Michigan, on the half-mile dirt. Fun show. It was an all-sprint night, three different divisions. I was with a good friend of mine, Jeff, and we had a blast.
Well, we had a good time. I mean, I had a couple of over, and yeah, I just enjoyed being able to watch the show. I would have liked to have been there live, but, you know,
well, I know
it's just one of those things.
In the infield at Daytona that we're thinking about you, Rowdy, after last week's show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's on TV. You're getting some coverage. You have nothing to complain about. You really don't. It's better than nothing. It's better than watching it on your computer screen. And that could very well be, you know, that's probably going to happen eventually anyways.
It's coming. It is. You know, you look at baseball, and live on TV, there's nobody there. And you know, I'm not saying there's nobody show, but you still see a lot of empty seats at the track. And it's all gonna go to pay per view one day. Everything on TV, you're gonna be paying for the content, regardless. And it's, you know, ARCA has tried that pay-per-view, and they've got that down. I don't know if you know, but the last time they had a pay-per-view, it was at $10 a whack. And, you know, an average person working Joe can afford $10.
That's, you know, that's not a bad. And I would have no problem shelling out $10 for a show like that, Rowdy. And I probably got off of a website that I follow quite closely. I probably watch three or four or five races a year on pay-per-view through them. And it's well worth it for the cost. No gas, no food out. You're at home. You can watch it. It's very much like watching it on TV. So I see nothing wrong with it. I think, you know, maybe not totally, but I think you'll see more and more pay-per-view stuff, especially for the short tracks.
Well, the short tracks are exciting. I mean, I'm a super speedway guy, but there ain't nothing like getting on a half mile and beating and banging.
Nashville, Rowdy, Nashville was a great, great show.
Nashville was a great show. It really was.
So,
but
yeah.
You know, the bad thing about Nashville, it was so cold I couldn't get it. I looked like the Michelin man walking around. I had so many coats on, I don't know how many layers I had on. And still
and
was cold.
Yeah, I was feeling a little bit, but I still had my shorts on. I did put long pants on. It was cold. You're right. But this old guy did feel it, indeed. But I'm looking forward to the warm Talladega weekend coming up in October.
There is October's a nice, you know, the nights are pretty decent. You can wear a little light coat. It makes for great sitting around campfires, and it really does make for a great weekend.
Well, I've got, if I come solo or with a buddy of mine, we'll be camping. If my wife Ann decides to come, we'll be going to Camp Holiday Inn. So, yeah, either way, I'm going to be there this year. I'm pretty sure, Rowdy.
Well, your wife sounds like my wife. They like Camp Holiday Inn. I feel like I've lost something if I'm staying in a motel going to a race.
Yes and no. The amenities are nice, especially if they're multi-days. Sometimes it's nice to take a little break and just get away. But again, then you're afraid you're missing something.
Right. Well, trust me, Mark, you come to Talladega, you won't be by yourself.
Oh, I realize that, Rowdy. I just don't know who my traveling companion is yet. But, yes, I plan on being there. And I know I'm going to see it at Salem, but I hope to see it before Salem.
Well, I was trying to look at the schedule today. I want to try to make a dirt. I'd like to go to DeCoin. It just depends on how it all falls into place. Southern Illinois is on the August the 21st, I believe, which my birthday is on the 20th. That'd make a great birthday gift. Go to Southern Illinois and see my first.
I'm planning on going to Springfield for my first visit there this year. So DeCoin, I've already checked on Google Maps. That's probably doable. And if you're there, I may show up, Rowdy.
Well, for me, it's a 6.5-hour drive, and that's basically about what it is for me to go to Kentucky Speedway. So, you know, 6.5-7 hours is not bad. I'd like to go to Iowa this weekend, but that's 11 hours and a half for a 150-mile race.
And I'd finish off the drive for us. But, yeah, we'll do that some year. We'll meet up, go to the races or along the road somewhere, and give each other a break on driving.
I don't get many breaks. and you probably don't either, Mark.
I don't. Like I said, I have my buddy Jeff. Unfortunately, he's got two in college for 1 year, so he's feeling the pinch.
Well, you know, it'd be nice to be able to go to all of them, but unfortunately, I have to work sometimes to try to pay for it.
Yeah, well, at least that isn't the biggest problem I have, Rowdy. It's if it wasn't for my wife, Ann, being as great as she is, I wouldn't get to as many races as I do. And you know, things have just changed in our house, so I don't know how many races she's going to get to now, but things are fun, and let's say they're hopping in our household.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have no change in the leader points this past week because we didn't have a race this weekend, but we still got Chase Briscoe sitting on number one, and Josh Williams is number two. Kyle Weatherman sitting at three. Tom Hester's fourth. And Matt Kanamski is fifth in the points. So it was great to have Tom on last week. I enjoyed having Tom Hester on. It was a great interview.
I think anybody you get for the show is a great interview, Rowdy. It doesn't matter who it is.
They've all been great. They have. Mark, I sat down last night, and actually went through everybody that I have had on the show, and then I had to come back because there was, I think, three I had left out. And I tell you, it's a pretty impressive little group of guys there. There's not nobody there I wouldn't bring home and introduce to my family. I'm going to tell you, that's the great thing about ARCA. They're all great, great, great people.
Oh, I agree. It's not just ARCA. It's most race fans, period. But like any other sporting event, you've got your knuckleheads out there who are in it for the rest of us. But for the most part, I think racing's probably the most civil with their fans than any of the others.
I think so too, Mark. I tell you, another place that's as close, and some folks from Alabama won't like what I'm going to tell you, but Auburn University, you can go down there and lay your stuff out before a ball game, tailgate, and a lot of people leave their radio sitting on the hoods of their vehicles or out on their blankets playing during the game so people that walk by can actually still hear it and catch up on the score. And it's pretty incredible when you can go to a place that has that many people and you can leave your stuff out and not have to worry about it. And that's the way race fans are. But they're, you know, it's like anywhere else. When you get that many people, there's always somebody going to prey on you.
Well, Rowdy, part of the growing up in the city of Chicago itself is through those years you learn to watch. You just feel behind your back. You have an uncanny sense. It's hard to describe. I still have that. I always will. And that's just part of growing up in the city. You just know when something's about to happen.
Yeah. Well, this week coming up, we got the ARCA 150 presented by Casey's General Store. I don't know if y'all know this, but that's for the ARCA guys. This is going to be a one-day show at the gates. They're actually going to open up at 6:30. They've got to go through all post inspections and meetings and start racing that night at 8:18. And they're also having the cart there also this weekend too, I believe.
Yeah, the IndyCar's running on Sunday. I think their start's a little earlier than the ARCA's, but they're in the day. But a one-day show, that's a nice money savings for the teams. You come in, you come out, boom. A lot of the short track series do that just as a cost-saving measure for the teams. I like it.
I like it too, but it puts a lot of pressure on the folks there. I think Tim here on. Let me see if we can bring Tim in.
All righty.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Roddy, how you doing, boy?
Man, we're doing good. We had a little trouble with Mason tonight. I talked to him a little earlier, and Mason said he was at a ballpark, and we were just trying to see if we could talk, and we kind of had a good conversation there over the phone before the show started, and we kind of got started, and we lost him. So, anyway, you know, the show goes on. We're kind of hoping he might call back, but, Tim, we hope you get to feeling better. Heard you kind of down with you back there, my brother.
Yeah, brother, I had a little bit of problems again. You know, I'm off my second back surgery. But, yeah, I mean, you know how the radio deal is, Rowdy. I mean, you know, people call in on cell phones and people drop. And, you know, if they can call back in, they'll call back in. I love listening to your show. Glad you're part of the network here at Speedway Digest
Thank you.
Radio Network.
Thank
you do a great job. And sorry I hadn't been in contact lately, but, you know, I had a little bit of health problems, but everything's going okay. How you doing, bud?
Man, we're doing great. You know, I got Mark here on the phone and got Todd, and we're just carrying on.
Todd, I ain't talking to Todd. Todd, how you doing, bud? I ain't talking to you too today.
I'm doing a little bit better. I'm glad your health is starting to get a little bit better. Been a long time since we've been able to talk, bud.
I know it. Yeah, I don't want to go into all that, all my health problems, all that stuff, because I want to talk racing. But, Rowdy, thank you for having me on. Y'all got the floor. I'll just sit back and listen, and if y'all have a question, y'all ask me, bud. I appreciate it.
Tim, I got Mark, too, here, and Mark's claim of fame is he's been to 122 different tracks, and he's sitting at the track right now for tonight's race.
122 different tracks. Good Lord, how many tracks is there in the U.S., Rowdy? I ain't never Googled it.
Oh, there's almost 1,000. I barely scratched the surface. I've just been lucky enough to make it to that far, and glad to hear you're feeling better. I've hope to hear you more on the show. I'm on here every week too.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you very much.
Well, Mark and I met in Nashville, Tim, and it's been a great relationship. He's called in, and I tell you, he's added a lot to the show because he's been to the tracks that some of these guys have raced before they moved on up, and it's helped for Mark to come in and ask him a question, too.
Yeah, and Mark, thank you very much for being a great supporter. I mean, you know, Rowdy Maglack Racing here on the Speedway Digest Radio Network and SpeedwayDigest.com, the Pit Stop Radio. Everything's going awesome. And, Mark, thank you very much for being a supporter of Rowdy. I mean, you know, Rowdy does an awesome job. We talked to Rowdy about a year or so ago. We wanted him to sort of come on and take care of the archetype of everything. That way Stephen Wilson from SpeedwayDigest.com and I can concentrate more on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and the Truck Series. And, Mark, thank you very much for helping Rowdy out. We really appreciate it, bud.
You got your hands full there. No, Rowdy, you couldn't have gotten a better person. Rowdy's great. I just try to give my little half and my little piece on it, and I'm glad they appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mark.
Well,
thank
we're hoping to have, Tim, we're hoping that Mark's going to make it in October to Talladega, so you get to meet him in October.
That's awesome, bud. That's awesome. And, Rowdy, like I said, I just want to call in and listen and talk a little bit. You go ahead, carry on your show. I don't want to take over to you and Todd and Mark. Y'all go ahead, and I'll sit here on the side. If y'all have a question for me, I'll be glad to answer. Go ahead, Rowdy. Appreciate you, bud.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Well,
thanks,
Tim. You know, we're headed to Iowa this week. Just like I said, I'm not sure if it's on Fox 1 or Fox 2. Start time at 8:18. ARCA Race Series presented by Menards. And it's the general, let's see, it's the Casey's General Store 150 is what it is called. And I'd just like to wish everybody again a happy 4th of July. You know, it's for a lot of folks, this is probably the first night that they actually have a night off that they could stop in and listen. Mark, you know, a lot of people, Todd, a lot of people are working in the afternoons, and it's hard to catch the show.
I have a couple of friends, I think, who are listening this evening who normally aren't able to. So, you know, hey, guys, you're out there. This is Chi-Town giving you a yell. Hope you're listening.
Well, Mark, I hope I get to make it. That's one of the another one. I want to go to one dirt track, which would be the coin, if I can make the cut, because it's the closest, if I can work the time out. But the other race I'd like to go to is Chicagoland.
Well, you know, you got a spot if you come to Chicagoland to stay. We're there. I'm less than an hour from the track.
Well, it's always better to go with somebody that knows the local natives. That way you know what part of town to go to and not to go to.
Well, you got a great place to take us for breakfast, and I'll get you some coffee before we hit it that morning. And, yeah, we'll go to the ARCA race for sure. And you're always welcome. You just got to deal with Bailey now.
Well, it's like all the other ones. They get along with me, so that's
good.
Not a problem.
She's a love sponge. She'd just be all over you, and you probably wouldn't have a chance to be by yourself. So,
well, the great thing about this tonight, I guess, we're halfway down the season.
Wow!
I think Iowa's going to be the 11th. Will be the 11th race out of the 20, and that's incredible. Already, we're halfway down.
We're on the
Pixie had the backside, and I tell you, would you have ever believed we would have 9 different winners out of 10 races? That's the most incredible part.
I don't think any series could ask for anything more than that, Rowdy. No matter, be it the smallest of small or the biggest of big, you get that kind of competition where it's present, and you start getting better crowds.
Well, you know, and Menards is really throwing out the promotions to try to bring people to the track. And the crowds have looked better. Winchester was kind of wasn't as big as some of the other ones, but, you know, the hot weather plays a part in that, don't it, Mark? Don't you think so?
It was warm. It was very warm. Madison was also very hot. Madison had a decent crowd. Winchester had a decent crowd.
It sure did.
I think they've been better than I've been there in the past to see. So, yeah, that was encouraging.
Well, another great thing is I'm glad to have American Sports Network on. That's been a big help because I've had several friends ask me about it, and I've given them the times and dates of the races, and the races they've seen, they've been happy with them. Some of them want to go hang out at the racetrack with me. So the TV time is really, really going to help. I believe that's going to be a good selling point for all the sponsors.
Yes, big time, Rowdy. And we've got to get you have to get the younger generation involved, too. I was at the track, like I said, the other night. Grandfather had his grandson with him, 18 years old. They go almost every week. I talked racing with two of them for about 2.5 hours. Just had a great time. And he's just as enthusiastic as his grandfather. So we need those, kids and younger to be, you know, enthusiastic about racing.
Well, I don't know if Tim noticed it, but at Atlanta, you walked through the crowd that was going in as they were filing out. They were a lot of parents, single parents, couples that had young children. It seemed like the most I'd seen out. And you know, it was something that at least you know that the kids are getting exposed to it. I've got 5 grandkids, and I was supposed to have took my first one this past Talladega race, but he got in a little trouble, which wasn't hurt nothing. But they were mom and dad were just trying to prove a point.
Oh, yeah. You have to. And
so, you know, and go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rowdy. Sometimes, yeah, it even works. I just saw a couple walk by with their 5 kids going into the races here. Yeah, if they get exposed at this level, gosh knows what happens. That's how I was exposed, and look what happened to me. I don't know if it's good or bad, but so be it. My wife accepts it, so here we are. We're at another race, and it's my favorite thing to do. If I love anything as much as my wife and our dog, it's going to the races.
Well, when you become an old man, you got to come up with something creative and new, and racing has been great for me, and met a lot of great people.
Some people find other ways to take care of their time, but I don't, you know what, racing can be a full-time adventure if you let it be, so it can, yeah, it's a great way to fill your time and that void, and with the internet nowadays, you want to know it? You can find it.
It's been that's an incredible thing. You don't have to sit and wonder no more. All you do is just type it out, and it'll tell you within the seconds. I mean, it don't matter what you ask it. It's got an answer for anything you ask it.
Even if you don't want that answer.
that's the bad part. Even if you don't like the answer, it's still going to give you an answer.
Well, like the young man and his grandfather I met the other, we were talking, I said, all evening. And remember the days he had to wait? Especially in the winter, you were lucky if you got a newspaper once a month, a racing paper, to tell you what was going on and happening. Otherwise, you were lost. You had no idea.
Well, that's exactly right. Mark. I used to run, walk around with a newspaper in my pocket all the time, and now you don't have to have one. That's why I walk around. They call it a smartphone. It's smarter than I am. It'll dial people that I don't need to talk to, but they say it's a smartphone, so I'm going to go with that.
Well,
I think we didn't have...
I'm on about a 7 or 8 year old flip phone. That's what we're talking on the show tonight. So, unfortunately, I had to get rid of it because it's no longer compatible to the system in another couple of months. So I will be getting a smartphone, want it or not.
Well, you know, an iPhone's not a bad thing. It keeps you in touch with everything in motorsports. I mean, you know, they've got apps and incredible.
I'm going to go in with my old stopwatch and hand time the races this evening. And if I had a smartphone, I could just pick up the app and it would tell me how fast they're going in each car. I wouldn't have to do each one singly. So, yes, it is a nice advantage. But I see more people looking at their darn phones during a race than watching the race sometimes.
That's exactly right. All they have to do is come in from there because everybody's looking down at their smartphones.
There you go.
Hey, Todd, when is Watkins Glen race? When is that? When's Glen happening?
That is August 4th through the 7th, and my tickets, they're waiting, and I'm getting more and more excited.
Well, they are done paving.
They are done. They've had racing. This past weekend, we had Saline 6 hours at the Glen there.
Watched it on TV. It was a great race, fun race.
Yep, a lot of really nice cars. This weekend, you know, as you know, I was busy, so I didn't get to watch it, but I did get to see on Facebook, of course, the internet, to see who won and who placed where. And
it's. I would like to get there someday. It looks like a wonderful facility. I like the road courses. For me, we have Road America, and I don't know if it's comparable to Watkins Glen or not, but if there's the second most watched or best facility for road racing besides Watkins Glen, I'm sure it would be Road America. Wonderful facility.
Well,
hey, Tim, I wanted to ask Tim, what do you think Watkins Glen is doing different to bring people in than everybody else? I mean, you know, Michigan tore down seats and sent them to Watkins Glen, and they're filling the seats.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Todd knows more about Watkins Glen because that's his home track. You know, you and I, our home track here is Vegas. But road courses, I have become to like road courses a lot here lately. I was not a big fan of road courses, but I really do like them. And Watkins Glen, I mean, you know, I get a lot of press releases from the Glen, and they're doing a really great job up there. I mean, you know, bringing in fans, and like Todd can tell you, I think they had a repave here lately or whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, if you don't mind, Rowdy, I have some breaking news. I just got a message from Mike Wallace. If you don't mind, I was checking on him. You know, him and his girlfriend and everything, they had that ordeal there at that concert a few weeks ago. But I just texted Mike Wallace a few minutes ago, and he sent back that he's doing great. So I just want to let everybody know that Mike Wallace, after that ordeal there, which everybody knows, Mike's doing great, and he wanted to thank everybody for checking on him. So Mike is okay after that ordeal there.
Thanks for passing that on, Tim. I really appreciate that. I'm a big Wallace fan, the whole family.
You're welcome, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, because I am also a big Wallace fan. I have a little bit of everything on my wall, so thank you, Tim.
You're welcome, Todd. Yeah, just wanted to pass that on. I hated to interrupt there, Rowdy, because I know this is your show, but I texted him earlier, and he come back and he wanted to thank me for checking on him. So Mike Wallace is doing great after that oil deal there, which everybody knows.
Well, you know, it happens in everything. He was coming back from a concert. Wasn't that right, Tim?
Yes, I think it was a Kenny Chesney concert or something. You know, Stephen Wilson at SpeedwayDigest.com, he's posted stuff. I've posted stuff on our pages. I don't know what the whole deal was. I don't want to throw out anything that would be derogatory toward whatever happened. But I know they were out, him and his daughter and son-in-law were outside of a concert. And y'all know, y'all seen the pictures on Facebook and social media and everything. And I don't know what everything was said, but it was very dramatic, the pictures I've seen from the ER with Mike. But Mike wanted me to pass on that he's doing great, and everything's going okay now.
Yay.
Well, you know, I feel like if I hadn't had my mag light the night that I run into the four punks, that I would have probably looked just like Mike Wallace. But fortunately for me, and unfortunately for the receiver, I had a two-battery mag light. And the other three, once they seen how that mag light worked on the back of that Skanagan that first one had, the Alpha Dog, they decided they didn't want no part of it. So for me, it was a good thing for me.
Rowdy. Yep, I always keep a persuader close by when I travel.
Well, you know,
gentlemen,
it's just
Rowdy, Mark, Todd, I hate to. I need to jump off here. I got to make a phone call to somebody. But again, Rowdy, thank you very much for being a part of the Speedway Digest Radio Network and covering the Auger stuff. Mark, thank you very much for helping Rowdy on this. I hate to, but I need to jump off my phone call. I just got a message, so I need to take care of this. Todd, take care, bud. And Rowdy, you're doing a great job. Appreciate you, bud.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't, but I just got to. I got to call this guy about some of our stuff. If I can, Rowdy, tomorrow night on the Pit Stop Radio with Tim Spokes, we have owner of BK Racing, Ron Devine's coming on, and y'all tune in just like everything. The number to call in is 215-333-6081, just like Rowdy's. And Rowdy, thank you very much. And let me jump off here. I got to call this PR guy. I got some more stuff in the works. Thank y'all, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Rowdy, for having me on. Mark, we'll see y'all, bud. See you, Todd.
There you go.
Guys, that's guy that is. Him and Steve Wilson is the one that's responsible for us to be here tonight. And I want to tell him again, I appreciate it. I don't know if you know, Mark and Todd, it took me 7 months to make the decision to do this, but it was solely for the reason of my, it's personal with my mother and my wife at the time. And this is the 23rd show, if you can believe that. And like I said a while ago, I've had a great list of folks that's been on. Arco's opened up the doors and accepted me.
Hallelujah. Glad you're on the air. We need more of you, Rowdy.
Well, Mark, I mean, you and Todd have been faithful here to call in. And, you know, just like I said a while ago to Tim, Mark, you're a little you've been at the tracks that most of these guys have raced in before they come up to ARCA and moved on. It's really been a help. And Todd, with his questions coming in, you know, it's good to have great people calling in.
Well, I do have a question for Todd.
Go ahead.
Todd, well, I've been waiting for time to ask it in the appropriate. Todd, what's up with the Lira Motorsports? We talked a little bit about that. I haven't seen much on the internet on it. I don't know if you've seen or heard anything.
Far as I know, they are totally done. They have shut down shop. I haven't heard anything. I am friends with the whole entire Lira group. Nobody has said too much about it.
It's been very quiet.
Yeah,
And, you know, I don't know what the situation is for them, but, you know, I really enjoyed seeing the extra people at the races.
Right, right. Well, like I said, I think it would be a speculation on our part, but if, you know, all of a sudden you see cars and engines on the internet for sale or whole teams or purchases of something, chances are.
Well, Mark and Todd both, they come in there gangbusters. I mean, bringing four cars, four drivers, haulers, the best of best equipment. And that's expensive. I mean, you start lodging and transporting four crews of people, that gets expensive quick.
A single crew, just to take one team to a race, let alone four. The logistics on it, the costs are more than just, you know, four times. It's a lot more than that, just because of the logistics alone.
Well, you know, they were coming out with all the cars, and then all of a sudden they jumped up into the trucks, and then all of a sudden they disappear. So you sit back and you're going, man, what happened?
Well, I'm sure it was money-based, Todd, and maybe the trucks was too soon of a jump for them, and that took all their finances out of it. Who knows? Like you said, we're speculating at this point. But, yeah, after the trucks happened, the team was never the same, was it?
No. And, you know, I follow a lot of people because I do have some extra time here and there, so I do try to keep up with everything. And, you know,
right.
it just, as a fan, I guess you could say, I see a team go and you don't see them no more. That kind of makes you feel like, wow, what happened?
Well,
so,
it's the economy nowadays and the way money is going, Todd. That's the biggest part of it, and it's a shame. But, yeah, they came, like Rowdy said, they came in gangbusters, and all of a sudden, boom, they're gone. What, 18 months, 20 months maybe? They weren't even around.
That's what I'd say, Mark, exactly. You're exactly right. That less than 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very sad to see.
Oh, it's sad to see with any
great
team whatever close.
Well, and it's a great group of people, you know, and I've just kind of looked back. I can't believe I didn't, you know, I'm like Todd. I had Amanda and Carlos was, you know, we kind of back and forth, but I just never, you know, I don't know if there's some kind of madness to my alignment of people that I've had on the show, but it once you look at it, it kind of makes sense, you know, but.
Yeah,
we're kind of working
them
through one at a time, though. You know, I'm going to try to pick up and maybe have where we've been having one and two. I'm going to try to pick up and have two guests each week as we've been having one and two. I'm going to try to pick it because, I mean, we're halfway through, and I don't feel like I'm halfway through the drivers yet, Mark.
No. Well, and you want to do, you know, drivers, crew chiefs. Even crew members. I mean, you've got such a large variety to go after and interview on the show. Take advantage of it. I don't think anybody's going to tell you no in that pit area.
It's been very, 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 very few. And most of the time it's been because of conflict of time on the same time schedule, so. No, I really have been blessed, Mark. I mean, really.
Great. Well, I have a question for you, Rowdy. Have you had Schrader on yet? You had Kenny Schrader. He would probably be, besides Mr. Drager, your best interview.
Man, see, there you go, Mark. You got a big wheel turning now. Hey, I want to tell you, my nephew went up there about 2 years ago. And he works for a blasting company, and I don't know what Schrader had going on, but it was the week before Charlotte. Those guys went up to hang out and do some kind of job up there.
Uh-huh.
And Kenny brought him, or Schrader brought him into his garage, into his office, and apologized for bringing him a week before the race. And he started out walking him around and showing him around the shop. And it got kind of busy for him, and he handed the guys two sets of keys. And he said, these are the keys to the other two buildings back here. Y'all walk through and look at anything and everything I got.
Oh, boy.
That would have been like
and Lee said that man
store.
Had, hey, that's what he said. He said, Uncle Ron, you wouldn't believe what he's got in those buildings.
Oh, the memories and the stuff and the stories, it would take him longer than his lifespan's left to be able to tell us all.
Well, he's always been a class act. I can say that for sure. He's always been a class act. Well, guys, listen, we're going to get down to close to hour here. Mark, I'm going to let you say your little last bit and get you back out to the track so you can watch what's going on. Hey, Todd?
Yeah.
Mark, did you hear what I said, Mark? Todd, I'm going to let you to say your little last bit there, and I appreciate you coming on here at 4th of July.
Well, I just want to say I hope everybody enjoyed their 4th of July. I sat home relaxing and staying off the road with the crazies, and I hope you had a great 4th of July, same as Mark and Tim and Steven and Susan, and I'm looking forward to next week's show. Thank you for having me, Randy.
We haven't confirmed anybody for next week. Well, we always have people that we kind of got to line up for what we're going to, but it usually don't develop till Wednesday. And usually Wednesday I announce who we're going to have on the show, and then, we try to bounce back and have the winner of the race if we can work the times out. But, Todd, appreciate you calling in, man. Happy 4th to you too, bro.
I just look forward to hearing the stories and hearing everything that goes on, and because you guys each are in a different part of the world than I am, so for me, it's really neat to be able to hear all the fun stuff.
Well, we don't know how you New Yorkers do it, but we're glad you're calling down to us Southern guys. All right, Todd, happy 4th of July, brother.
You too, buddy.
Mark, I hate we lost you there, brother, but I know we'll stay in touch the rest of the week. Shoot me an email and tell me how your race went. Folks, Mason Mitchell was our driver guest tonight, and Mason was on just a few minutes, and we lost cell service with him. We'll try to get him back on maybe next week. We'll reschedule him for next week. I appreciate him at least trying. It's 4th of July weekend. Everybody's got something going on. He was at a ballpark watching somebody play baseball, and it's kind of hard to signal's bad. So with that all being said, we'll see everybody at Iowa. Is the race coming up this weekend? It's televised Fox 1 or Fox 2. The start time is going to be Saturday night at 8:18. And it should be a good one. Should be a barn burner. Like I said, we've got working on race number 11 out of 20. So that is going to be a good thing. And we're going to close it out tonight, folks. And if it's Monday night, it's Rowdy here. Everybody, good night. I'm going to play this in the show. Everybody have a great 4th of July. Finish it off safe, and we'll see you back here next Monday night.
Was the summer before the real world started, and the was we would get to go with. was finally made it. The Talladega for the breaker, whiskey in your glass. Now here's the turning up, I'm slowing down, because it goes real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, thinking that that chicken flag was waiting. Sure would like to stay. Talladega.
Problem was on that. Too much static, folks, but I think I got Patchy Groundfog. Hey, Patchy, is that you there?
Yes, Patchy Groundfog.
Well, we couldn't end the night on the 4th of July not hearing the weather.
Man, talk about your weather. We've got clouds down here that have got sunburns on them. It has been gorgeous all day long, and we're just waiting for all the fireworks to start. If you leave home by now, you're going to miss them, because we're going to have fireworks from Port St. Joe at 7 o'clock all the way over to the Pier Park at 9 o'clock. Which all the little children won't be able to see, but, you know, all the rest of us will. But it's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day. It's been fabulous for the 4th. The only thing I can tell you is there's too damn many visitors down here right now. The traffic on Back Beach Road is just horrific. So tell them if they want to come down, they better leave early. It's going to be gorgeous the rest of the week. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. So just tell them to come on down, save $100 on the room, and they will love the rest of the week.
Well,
and
Patrick,
by the way,
because it's just, go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, tell them to come down here and see the two new kitty cats we got. I think we're going to call them Sacco and Vanzetti. I'm not sure yet, but they're kind of smallish. But they're real cute little kitties, and they just showed up overnight. So, you know, we're going to take them in. You know how patchy Grandpa is. He don't turn away no animals. But
all right, well, Patchy, hey, enjoy the fireworks tonight, my friend.
I will. I hope y'all have some good ones up there.
We had ours last night.
You did? Where'd
yep.
y'all?
Yep.
Did you put
it
them
was
in
the big
in,
city of Jasper? We had 21 minutes of explosions. It was a great night.
Oh my goodness. Well, we've got about a 45-minute show tonight, and they're going to be shooting them off a boat, and I was thinking maybe y'all would be shooting yours out of a coal mine somewhere up there.
That'd be the perfect place to shoot them out of, too.
Yes, it would. If you get
all right,
the opportunity, come on down.
We'll see you in about... I think my grandson said today, 13 days.
13 days.
13
I'll
days.
I'll be looking for him.
In the morning, it'll be 12.
I'll all make right. sure there's a... I'll make sure there's some patchy ground fog around for him so he can appreciate it.
Hey, we might just do the show live down on Laguna Beach Monday night.
That could be good.
Does that sound like a deal?
That sounds like a deal to me.
All right, it won't be this Monday night, but it'll be the Monday night after.
All right,
all right
that
Matthew,
sounds
we're gonna close this show out. We done for the night, brother.
All right, partner. Well, y'all just remember, if you don't like the weather where you're living, move. And remember, my time's up. And I thank you for yours. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you,
God
Patrick.
Bless all of veterans.
Exactly, friend. Thanks for bringing that up.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good one up there. Thank you
all
now.
Right, see you, Patrick.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That's it. Also, just want to remind everybody, if you're not a NASCAR camping and tailgate, if you're not in a group, join them tonight. Tonight be a good night to join them. Great bunch of guys and gals. Any information at the track, you just type it on there, what you want to hear, what you need, what's your questions. They'll come back with a reply and put you in the right direction. Appreciate it, Turtle and Mike. Thanks, everybody, for being part of this show. Happy 4th of July, and good night again. And this is Rowdy. I'm out.